All right, what's up, everyone? Good morning. My name is Joe Castro, and this is a Millennial's Third Eye Coffee and Spirit Edition. And this is the first time we're doing a Coffee and Spirit episode live. And this is probably the first time Candace is not here yet, or she reminded me, but I don't know. But I love Candace. She's all right. We're going to figure this out. No problem. This morning, I'm going to take the opportunity to talk about some spiritual shit in my life. And then we're going to take some callers, and we can talk about some spiritual shit in your life. If you haven't already, I do have a Facebook page. It's in the episode description. It's under facebook.com/amillennialsthirdeye. And I have a YouTube and a TikTok. And what else do we need these days? A Pinterest, a Netflix account. We need all these things. So in the past couple of months or weeks, I quit one of my jobs again. Yeah, congratulations, Joe. I saw a pattern coming up. I was getting stuck in the I don't like the 3D world shit, and so I did it. But one of the known reasons of things that you shouldn't do those things is probably to pay bills, right? So I freaked out about my car bill. And the whole time, this was like months, September, it's been like 2 or 3 months of car bill payment. And I got to the point where I started to trust the process, yes, you know. You still have to worry parts of it. You're normal. You're human. And I had this job offer to help someone open a restaurant, and I was only there for 3 days. I was like, this guy's not going to – I try to help him out the best way possible. If I stayed there, it would have been great financially, but I chose to put myself first and love myself because that was not going to go well. Long story short, my 2019 taxes come in out of nowhere and save the day. That's why I tell people, trust the process. And it's not easy because we want to know where the things are coming from, but that's one of the best things to do. And let me tell you something. You have no idea how long it took me to get to this, like, live episode, because for days I was interrupted. First it was the internet, then it was another part of the internet, then it was people coming in the room nonstop. It was always something. And I think the part of this is to realize, like, sometimes it's not about the alignment of like, should you do it or not? It's just, like, it's literally just about the right time and the right place. Like, I could have not done this episode live or in general because Candace isn't here. I don't know where she went, but I chose to just be here. Apparently, this is the right time, the moment to do it, so I'm here, and it's working out, you know? So it's been, when I say it's been a minute for things to work in the positive, it's been challenging. It's been challenging. Not everything's supposed to be woo-saw and in alignment and you're in your... Sometimes you're meant to be thrown off a little bit. Timelines and shifts are not always pleasant. And making uncomfortable decisions, you have to be able to trust yourself. You have to be able to trust your own intuition. And you know what? You also, everyone needs to hear this. You have to be able to express yourself no matter what it is. Like, if you're a little aggravated, let that shit out, for real. Because then you're covering up a little bit of a layer to it. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to be nonchalant about it. Sometimes you just gotta be fucking annoyed about it. This is how I feel. And this is how aggravating, because people don't see the perspective. I was really aggravated the other day. I asked, like, everyone to just let me do my radio show podcast thing. I'm going to do this. And then my brother walked in as soon as the live went on and starts talking. I was like, okay, you know what? Fuck this. It just wasn't the time for it. That's all. But I was just, it was funny at the same time. I hope you guys all have your coffee or whatever you guys are doing. And, what else is going on? Don't miss out on Candace's Blue Owl Intuitive Etsy shop. She's been putting out awesome creations that she's making, so it is in the link below, the Etsy shop for Blue Owl Intuitive. I'm going to take some callers, and I want to laugh a little bit, so I hope you guys brought some humor. We're going to take area code 850. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Michelle calling from Florida.
Michelle calling from Florida. Please tell me, you know, you got some interesting. What are you bringing to the table, Michelle? What's your question?
Just concerned with my daughter, my youngest daughter, Helena. And I don't know how to get close to her because she just pushes me away. So see what you see with that and any kind of spiritual messages.
People might not like to hear this, but sometimes it's not about what the spiritual part is. I'm a very metaphysical person when it comes to metaphysics, which is the unseen energies and all this. But, you know, how old is she?
She is 22.
22. And she lives with you?
No, she does not. She lives with
her. So it's even more of a challenge. At 22, the last thing I was thinking about was what getting into a relationship, you know, friendship with my mother or father, because I wanted to go live my life. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to spirit, there's the path of least resistance. The more you think about something that you want or the feelings of it, the less it comes in. And what my guides are also saying is you have to focus on what your happiness is instead of also what the relationship is at the current time. Because what's happening is that you're also looking for the source of happiness, that when you have this connection, you'll be happy again. And you also have to focus on other things. You're making a primary source of your worries and concerns, and you can't go anywhere without thinking about it. You have to let go for a little while. Trust the process. Trust how it all unfolds. I know it sounds very cheesy at the same time, but this is true. It's not always when you want it to happen too, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
She's 22.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times parents, even for the longest in different ways, I'm not saying that you're parents, but it's normal. It's like the purpose, raising and wanting that connection, but at the same time, 22 is a very, very interesting year too. So let her do her thing. Let her go live the life that she's living right now. And it's not going to be always ideal. So don't be upset with yourself. Don't make it about, are you failing as a parent? You're not.
Right.
Any other questions?
It's hard.
You know, it is hard. I'm 31 years old, and I live with my parents. And at the same time, as a spiritual person, they don't understand everything I talk about and discuss. And at the same time, their main concern is about me having a successful job and being successful. And yeah, I want to do that too. But we have a disconnect when it comes to letting me be versus communicating and being on the same page. So what I mean by that is I have to live out my storyline too. It's not that I don't want to be successful. It's not that I'm not going to be successful. It's that there's certain things that I've experienced that I need to go through. And that's the same thing with her in a different way. She's got to go through her own experiences. It's not that you guys aren't going to be connected or have a connection in general. She will be back around, and it's not going to be always when we want it to happen or how it's, you know, sooner or later. But the other thing, too, is don't put the pressure on it. When you put pressure on it or focus on it so much or communicate or text or call, it pushes us away as people. It pushes the thing away as well. So the less you focus on it, the even the better.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. And then it's still early in the day. It's still 11:11.
Yes. Yeah.
There's more to look forward to.
That's weird that you say 11:11 because I saw something earlier that said 11:11. That's weird.
It's not weird to me. I see these numbers in different ways all the time. So if it's weird to you for the first time, you're just starting out now, you'll see Austin 111-222-333. Synchronistic events. It gets fun. That's why I have these moments where I'm like, I've had a lot of experiences. And they're not just typical. I haven't even talked about half the things I've experienced at this point. And you just got to think sometimes, like, more to your life than there really is. Because why would I go through those experiences for nothing? But have fun with that. This universe is very, very interesting at times, depending on the collective vibration and what we're also connecting to. Collectively, there's been a lot, but I don't know if you're understanding what I'm putting down here.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
I do. Well, thank
very
you
good.
For your time.
You're very welcome. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Right. When it comes to the collective, there's been a lot of different things. You know, we have astrology. Yes, we have the moon and all this fun stuff. I tend to just participate with my own individual obstacles and observations, but I'm very metaphysical when it comes to timelines and timeline jumping and synchronicities, metaphysics of energy and emotion. We can go on for a long time talking about different things, but collectively, we are all looking to find this purpose and passion, and we're all trying to jump to these results. And what I also noticed for myself, I don't know about everyone else, but I was talking about before, is when I quit my job, I don't know, August or September. I saw the cycle repeating from my awakening from 2018. But I as a growth cycle about finishing things up and moving forward much faster and different. But again, I still had to deal with and still have to remember everything happens in the right time. Everything's going to happen in the right time. And they're coming in. It's coming in quicker and quicker. And it gets aggravating. But I think also we have to keep in mind is judgment. This is what's coming to me spiritually as well, judgment. I think we feel the fear of judgment a lot of times. What people are going to think of us when we're doing our work or spiritual work, or if you're pursuing or wanting to pursue your spiritual radio show or Facebook Live or whatever you're going to do, or if you're changing and going through that. Because if you are aware of this too, there's waves of people that are waking up over time. What I mean by that is there was people before me that had gone through a spiritual awakening. And then there's people before and after me. So there's different times of people that, and different ages too. There's not a set rule to this. And everyone's here to do a part in this awesome collective journey. We're going to take area code 860. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up?
Hello?
Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hello, Lisa from Connecticut. Good morning.
Hi. Just wondering if your spirit guides could tell me if I have anything good coming up in my life. I would like something nice to happen.
Mm-hmm. You have to make changes because what they're telling me is that you keep thinking about making changes and you're holding on to things and people and situations, but those changes aren't changing because you're waiting for something else to come in.
Could they give me an idea of the realm we're talking in? Don't.
Well, there's something about love and relationship that's still the same. The career, you're holding on to the same subject or area. There's things that you're still holding on to that haven't changed yet. There's something you're not letting go of They're telling me that you have to let go in order to let things come in. When it comes to finances, you also are doing something for yourself on the side. I don't know what it is. You've been thinking about doing something for yourself on the side, or something that you wanted to do more time with. It's like a hobby. Or you're selling things on the side. I don't know exactly what it is right now, but is there something that you have been wanting to do that you've been putting on the side for?
I want to get a part-time barbering job.
Part-time barber?
Barbering? I'm a barber. I'm able to work for a long time.
There's a lot more that I really want to spend time with you on, but it's like this stagnant energy that hasn't moved.
Is it the bad marriage?
In general, what I'm getting is it's, well, there was something with the relationship that you keep doubting yourself on moving forward with things in general.
Well, I haven't seen my son in 12 years.
Well, that can be hurt. Oh, yeah.
Would that be it? I've finally gotten to a point where I just stopped missing him and decided, you're a jerk, and I'm moving with my life. I spent too much time crying over you.
So it's what I'm trying to tell you is it's all these different things in general from one thing, and what I believe what you're saying is what it was connected to. Finally making a decision to move forward from a person, especially in a relationship, yes. But this is a time where you start doing things for you. You have to do things for you. Because you've been waiting for things to come in, but at the same time, you've been waiting for people or places or situations and opportunities to come in for you, and they haven't been because you've been stuck in this past situation. Now is the time for you to keep moving forward, but keep loving yourself and keep going after what you really want. And this is what my guides are saying too. You need to start thinking about what you really, really want, meaning what job do you really want? What career do you really want? Can you do it for yourself? Do you want to do it for yourself? Your son, you can make effort to connect with them. But this is about you moving forward, not about what's going to be the unknown if I move forward here. What if I quit this and move over there? You have to do this all for you. Because you have like 2 to 3 things that I see waiting for you. Don't ask me what they are because it's for you to discover as well. But you have to believe in who you really are, because, you know, what I'm also hearing is who you used to be is not who you are today. Meaning whatever the fuck you did in the past that was negative, that's not who you are anymore. You aren't here to prove yourself as a mother or a daughter, or you're here to love who you are. And emotional abuse, that shit's over. I don't know who's doing that to you. That shit's over. And confidence is really a key factor here. You have a lot of spirit guides that want to start working with you a lot more, and they understand that you don't know yet or how. You've had experiences of them coming in and out, what I'm hearing, but you're questioning that. But just do me a favor. Start talking to them. Just say, you know, call upon my spiritual guides. I don't know what it is I need to do right now. I know you're here to assist me. I need help with this. Because what I'm hearing is you get tired really easily. Tired.
I'm not well.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too. I know it's very vague and cheesy. I get that. Right. You know why? Because people keep draining the shit out of you. You're an empath. And you've been alone for a long time. And you've been thinking that you're weird, but you're not weird. It's like I see people around you, but you're the only person that I can connect to in the sense of I understand you around you. This is your reality. You have to start learning that, create your own reality, which gets a little trippy sometimes. But I want you to learn to repeat affirmations that resonate with you. I am strong. I am healthy. Because you are not really as ill as you think in the same. I know it's easy to put the stuff to it, and this is what the doctors say, and this is what the truth is. I think the same way, but I hope you don't take that the wrong way. You need to find your purpose and why you're here and fulfillment. And
what
just,
is that?
Just connect with me.
What is my purpose? I have no idea what my purpose is anymore. I used to think I did, but I don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the same thing with life right now. You don't know why you're here either.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you keep going down this path, you're going to think it's about love and relationship first. And people most likely keep looking for this person to fulfill them in this empty void that we sometimes have. And we find love, but it's really when we're whole. Otherwise, we keep meeting things of ourselves and other people. So I think you're in a great part of life right now, meaning this is a great time to rediscover who you are. And that's, I love that shit, honestly. It sucks sometimes, but it's... Start asking yourself, the inner being is separate from the outer being, meaning your emotions and thoughts versus your actual senses of seeing, hearing, tasting, smelling, they're different parts of you. So the inner being sometimes has an emotion or a root that stems out, and we're feeling some type of way, but we have to ask ourselves, you know, why, what is it, what's about Joe right now that I need to, what does Joe need right now? Start asking yourself personal questions, like for happiness or love in your own way. And feel free to message me and ask questions, because you have a lot of the time, you don't know, even like, it could be the next day and you're like confused on, you get thrown off easily. And motivation and grounding.
I've been knocked off so many times that I kind of feel like, why bother anymore? Because I put so much of myself into things and then I just completely get knocked off my feet, and I'm like, why? Why am I bothering? I'm just not getting anywhere.
This just happened to me not too long ago, even though I felt the same way. I was pursuing comedy, and I loved it. And at the same time, just different things came in after, like, the 2 weeks of pursuing. I did open mic for – I was doing open mics for about 2 to 3 weeks just for fun. And then, you know, I had different people come in my life, kind of stopped me from moving forward in that for a moment. I was supposed to do more radio shows, and I was getting aggravated. But it makes me happy to do these, so I wasn't so much frustrated and giving up. It was more so going to make me more determined to push hard in different aspects. But, yeah, you get down, but if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. So make sure it's all for you, what you really want, what you believe in. Otherwise,
okay.
You have a story to tell.
Okay. Thank you.
Make sure you share your story. Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Too.
We all come from different parts of the world. I started this journey because of my ex-girlfriend who took her life. That was in 2018, and that's what really woke me up to a lot of this spiritual world stuff, because I started getting into universal signs and things that I had no clue of what I was getting. I didn't know what it was. It freaked me out. And it brought me into information that I didn't even read in the book. It brought me to understanding about timelines and spirits and metaphysics and portals and dimensions and energy and higher vibration and lower vibration. And one of my favorite things that I'll share with everyone today is very simple and easy and can be a little rough at times, is raising your vibration, right? Now, if you know that you're in a lower vibrational state, it's really just your emotion. It's something that where your current state is. Higher vibration is happiness. Now, a lot of the answers you are looking for come in higher vibration. Higher vibration is happiness, and higher vibration is just good vibes. Let's make it simple. Now, the path of least resistance is important to this, because if you're looking for an answer specific that you want now, it's going to put resistance to it. So whatever you want to do with this, make sure you remember, when you're looking to raise your vibration, do something that's simple that you already know that you like and it makes you happy. Like, you know, for me, it could be cleaning my car. For me, it could be jamming out to music and doing something. But set your intention. I'm going to do this to raise my vibration. Even for me, getting a haircut, honestly, is high vibrational. But when you do this, you're letting go of everything else, and you're just happy to do the thing. And you're going to raise your vibration. And it's just being able to let go and enjoy that moment that you're in by raising your vibe. Now, when you raise your vibration, when you least expect it, you're going to have ideas or things or messages that come into you that you were looking for before. Now, the practice of gratitude also does this for some people as well. And I remember, it sounds so simple, but it's true. I remember I was looking for this idea. I wanted to cook something for a video, and I was doing it with a friend. And I didn't understand what I wanted to do yet. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to go get my hair cut and just like go and chill. And I'm sitting in the chair, and I hear in my own thoughts, manigotti, which is a rolled pasta. You know, you fill it up with ricotta cheese or different types of stuff. And I went, that's a great idea, actually. It just popped in my head like that. And I was getting a haircut. So we need to learn how to let go, to raise our vibe, to be aware of where our energy's at the moment. Sometimes we just have to be real and true with ourselves. As much as I pushed this live radio show a couple days ago, I really wanted to do it, and it just didn't line up. So sometimes it's just about timing, learning to raise your vibe, be in the moment, but loving ourselves is a part of this. If we don't treat ourselves to what we want or find the fulfillment or discipline, happiness, we're going to keep looking external from us. And sometimes it's about this journey just being the journey and enjoying the journey. There's good things to come, but sometimes we're looking for it. Is it worth it? Is the journey worth it going in this direction? The journey is worth it. It gets frustrating. I noticed that we're looking for people to, you know, children or kids has been a topic. We have to focus on ourselves too. This journey is something else. I said that because for me, I've had a lot of galactic downloads. I've had a lot of spiritual things happen. Yeah, I talk to my guides, work with my guides. And there's times where I feel alone, because it's like, who do I relate to at this point? But it's not really all about that. Still being the human version of me. Trusting the process. Sometimes I feel like I don't have control over my own life, but that's not a bad thing. It's more or less, there's just things that have to come through in our life. You have to remember, we're here to also work out our own ancestral traumas, but at the same time, we have a lot of timelines that come in with different subjects and obstacles. So as we're going up in dimensions and clearing out timelines so we can close them to move forward in higher vibrational dimensions, which is probably a lot of information for people. It's all good. There's storylines that need to play out. So we can't just always jump the timeline. We're here to grow, connect, and have our coffee. That's the whole part of this fun stuff, right? So, where are we at with all this? Now, I have my page where I'm doing live readings, too. If you'd like to check it out, it's on Facebook, and Millennials Third Eye. Right now, it's 2.0. The link's here. We can't force everything, though. I think everything happens for a reason, so I'm going to talk about even my purpose right now. For years, I have, for 4 to 5 years, I've been doing this. And I had a successful Facebook page with 6,000 followers on it. And I deleted that shit. A lot of people were wondering why I did it. And it's not about spiteful. I was stuck. And it wasn't growing. And I was getting aggravated. It was at 6,000. I was content and happy with it. But I was ready for more. And I think that sometimes get a end or cut something off or delete it so that you can grow even more. Everything happens for a reason. There is no such thing as coincidence. Literally everything happens for a reason. No matter what timeline you're in, apparently you guys are in this timeline with me right now, so enjoy that shit. It's awesome. It's fun. Hopefully it's funny and you appreciate it. But God, universe, source, creator, we're all connected in some way. And I think the best parts are just embracing who you are. Embrace who you are. Speak your truth. Have fun. We feel some type of way, most likely because we're not being able to speak our truth or share it to the world. We feel some type of way because we're trying to push and force creating our realities. And sometimes we just keep asking other people for their opinion when we have our own opinion of ourselves, and we should be trusting our own opinion of ourselves. The number one person that comes in and that's important is who you are. When you wake up in the morning, it's just you. You wake up in your body, right? It's you. So, at the end of the day, it's you. We can ask everyone all the questions in the world, but the truth is that have they done what you're going to do? Are they going and willing to go as far as you want to go, and have they even done it in the same area? We can ask everyone. The truth is that the successful person that comes in is the one who is willing and determined to not hear what everyone else has to say. And that's what I've been doing for the past. Since 2018, going against the grain, trusting what my guides have told me to do, which is wild at times because I freak out, but at the same time, it works out. It all works out. Do we really die? That's a whole different episode and different place. Who knows? But I want to wrap this up with fear. Fear is just the unknown. I want everyone to remember that. Or sad, you know, anything connected or associated to fear, it's just the unknown. So if someone doesn't know what, you know, a spirit guide looks like or is, they're going to think it could be the darkness and you're connecting to the devil. No, it's not. But to them, it's the unknown. Crystals, the unknown. And it's also for people who want to actually learn about it and they're open-minded to it. But in life in general, if you were to make a decision and you don't know the outcome, it's just the unknown. So it's hard to be in a higher vibration sometimes to be happy. But at the same time, if you know the circumstances of being happy now to help the vibration and to help things open up more, you have to think as if it's already true and happening. Meaning, if you want that connection with someone, just think and know and feel now that it is true and move about your day. So here's an example of the path of least resistance. If you keep looking for something, like your cell phone, you can't find it. But you trick yourself and go, I'm going to look for my laptop. You can't go, where's my cell phone now? You have to really like, okay, where's my laptop? Where's my laptop? And then you will find your cell phone. But the same thing goes, like I said, with my car, I didn't pay the bill for like 2 or 3 months. I was freaking out. But I just kept telling myself and trusting. I was like, it's all working out. I trust the universe. And my 2019 taxes came in. No, at the day that it was crazy. So we don't know how things play out, but trust in the process, and you believe and have faith in what it is that you want to have connection to or receive. Keep going about it that way. Excuse me, I keep having like it's getting cold here, and I am not a fan of winter. I am a summer by the beach, sweat my ass off, and then later on go in the AC and, you know, that type of person. But you have to know and trust the process and believe in your vibration, believing in yourself and your emotions, because you create your own reality. And you can let other people create your own reality for you, like the news. I'm not saying that in a negative bullshit way, but listen, you want to worry and think about that stuff, then you're letting that occupy your mind. What you let occupy your thoughts, energies, and feeling, that is what is being manifested. If you believe in something, then that's what's going to be manifested. If you keep strongly believing in something, then that's what's going to be manifested. But if you keep fearing something, even if someone else experienced it, you are not the same person. If someone says, be careful going down that road, that specific road, because so-and-so gets a flat tire every time they go down that specific road. Guess what? If you're going to be in fear, you're going to go, oh, my God. And you're going to keep thinking about it. And then you're going to get that flat tire on that specific road. Like, don't let other people's beliefs and worries and doubts occupy your mind. I mean, shadow working is a real thing, too. Emotions are a real thing, too. But understanding your true power, what I wanted to remind everyone about, even myself, your true power is not the college degree you got. It's not the what materials you got. Your true power is your own human vessel, your true passions, your true potential, your true belief, knowing and wanting. You've all done this at some point, regardless. You wanted something so much, and then it came into your reality. A job, money, it all works. It all comes in. It's just the connections. How? A lot of people want to know how, when. And if you aren't in the position now, if you want something to come to you or an opportunity to come to you, then you have to radiate that. Because a lot of times we're lacking in love and we don't believe in ourselves and we don't even know what we want. So there isn't per se opportunities at the moment. But there is little messages in our everyday life. Depends on where you listen to it and where it comes in. Could be in a song. Could be on the radio. Could be through a conversation you're having with me right now or someone else on the phone later. In any moment, you can choose to reevaluate what it is you want. And if you want it, then go for it. Sometimes it's not about the manifesting part of a message coming in. It's about making calls to see where you can fit in for that job. Or maybe you can have your own place and have an office in your home. But why wait? Start learning about what you really want, asking yourself. Get more in touch and in tune with your own inner being. That's what I teach. I teach with your inner being, the mentorship session, getting into the flow of what your energy is without questioning, doubting, letting it flow. We have fun with this shit too. Getting in the flow, but you're getting attuned and aware within your own inner being, and then you're not questioning anything all the time. More you're going, okay, I need to worry about that. What is it? I'm really in. You get more aware and fused. And you're not avoiding yourself. We avoid ourselves very, very easily. And let me tell you how. Loving yourself is, there's so many great things to it. You can buy something for yourself, treat yourself to something. Sometimes loving yourself is sitting still without anything and letting it like talk with yourself. It's something I don't like to do, to be honest with you. I don't like to sit still, but I have to. I have to be present moment more often and love myself. But I always want to have something to do. I want to accomplish something, and that's a part of it. I don't feel like I'm doing anything. And the truth is sometimes we don't need to do anything. But I wanted to share with you. Because being spiritual and human, I don't personally like people try to, I can tell that they're not having a great time or they're not in the right place. And it doesn't matter, good or bad. I'm human. I'm always like in the perfect Zen place. Or I'm an Italian-American in Poughkeepsie, New York, okay? I'm normal, too. I have, what is normal? Forget that shit. I have to put myself in check, too. I'm an Aquarius, Pisces, cusp, and I can share my heart with you. I rather, like, love food. I don't know why people have to be vegan, but I love you guys, too. It's all good. Either way. The 3D world is something I had to disconnect from. But being ourselves, and literally, we don't have to sit there and make it difficult. Put yourself in check. Really ask yourself, what do I want today? What would I like now? What does Joe need now? What does Joe need to do? I need to feel fulfillment. Okay, what do I do to feel fulfillment? I need to complete this goal or... But be realistic, too. Be realistic with yourself. We tend to always want this external love, and it doesn't always have to come in the same aspect. Well, I hope you enjoyed this morning talk show with, I don't know where Candace went, but Candace was in spirit yet. She asked me this morning, too, if we're doing this podcast, and we did. We are. Either way, we will be doing more of these. We also have, I think, Thursday night, me and Candace are going to be doing more fun stuff. And don't forget to like us on our social media. We'll go over to that. I hope you guys have a great morning. I need to get more coffee, and I need to get ready for my day as well. If you have any topics, questions, or things you would like us to also discuss, feel free to message us on social media platforms. I also do full readings, which are about an hour long. They're much more detailed. I do the mentorship session, as we were talking about. Sometimes it could be about your subconscious beliefs and emotions. Sometimes it's about people want to tap into their spiritual gifts. I am not a typical person that is... what you would say, very like everyone else. I'm a metaphysical life coach. So what I do is I point out the feelings and sensory that you have already to help you become more aware and in tune with what that intuition and connection is, your guides, your gifts, or your awareness. Because a lot of times it's easily dismissed because it's already a part of you. Your brain, your emotions, the energy that flows in, it's a vibration. So I do that as well. If you have any questions about that, feel free to message me on Facebook or on all the platforms. I do have a business line. But I'm here, baby. I'm here. I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. It's early morning. And cheers.